Last Train, Isabella. What a way to spend a Friday night, Grayson thought, every muscle in her back cramped from being hunched over the desk all day. She'd spent the day staring at a computer screen, running the numbers on a stock acquisition that had tanked the moment it went public. Thanks to all the media hype, the tech company had not only underperformed, but its initial public offering was below the predicted price and dropped even more by the close of business. She wished the little bastards running the tech company had just kept their ideas to themselves, but they leaked their intent to sell stocks, and the vultures of finance had swooped in and picked the bones clean before anyone else could buy. Now they were pissed at the $20 drop from their initial investment. So it was with the stock market. Don't gamble money you can't afford to lose. She flicked the switch on the fluorescent desk lamp, stood, and looked around, noticing she was once again the only one left. Hell, even the cleaning crew was gone at this hour. It was a Friday night, for God's sake. The late nights were bad enough, but now she had to get on the last train of the night. If Grayson was lucky, it would be on time, and the platform would be empty. But at this hour, there was no telling who, or what, would be on that platform. Standing at the wall of windows, Grayson looked down at the street below. The yellow lights on top of the taxis crawled along the still crowded street. She could still see a few people darting in and out of the traffic to a bar across the street. Grayson reached down, pushed her sleeve back, and looked at the time. Well, it's Friday for another 20 minutes, she noted, grabbing the accoutrements of her work life. She shrugged into her Armani coat, slipped her gloves on, and stuffed a few more files into her briefcase for review over the weekend. Grayson stopped and had a few words with the guy at the security desk, who'd been shoving a slice of pizza in his mouth when she walked up. She waved her goodbye, and it wasn't long before she hit the train platform. Standing under the glow of the light, she waited restlessly for her train, the last train of the night. The cold, foggy breeze blew tight little tornadoes on the platform, kicking up papers and discarded...